The Torah, in a bunch of different places, distinguishes the Levium from the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Torah does it in the beginning of Sefer B'Midbar, Parshat B'Midbar, V'ani hinei lakachti es ha-Levium mitoch b'nei Yisrael, that tachas kol b'chor. The original plan was the b'chors were going to do the avoda, and then Levi came on, and Levi takes their place. The same thing is true later on in Perek Gimel, in Parshat B'Midbar. We have it in this week's Parsha also, in Parshat B'Haloscha. The Torah tells us, v'hivdalta es ha-Levium mitoch b'nei Yisrael, that they should come in place of the Bechors, the Levium should emerge. And we have it also in Parshas Korach. In Parshas Korach, we're taught about the Levium, how the Levium have a unique status. As a result of their status, they are Zocha, they are able to receive the Matnos Levia. They get Meiser. They don't get Nachla, but they do get Meiser. Chelef Avodasa Masherhem Ovdim, because of the Avoda, which they happen to do. In that sense, you have it again in Dvarim, also in Perek Yud. Hivdil Hashem as Shevet Levi, that Shevet Levi is considered to be separate and unique. As Rashi emphasized again in Parshas Baloscha, that originally it was supposed to be the Bechors, but because they sinned, Achatau Be'egel, Shevet Levi comes into play. These psukim establish that Shevet Levi is very unique amongst all of Klal Yisrael. All of that raises a fascinating question about a very famous Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. The Rambam says, how come Shevet Levi doesn't get Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Says Rambam, because they were separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael to do Avoda. They were separated as part of the army of Hashem Kiviyachal to do Avoda, and therefore, because they're so focused on Avoda, so part of what comes with that is not being able to get Nachla. Then the Rambam concludes, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, with very famous words, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, Ela kol ish ve'ish mikol ba'i ha'olam, not only Shevet Levi, but anybody, mikol ba'i olam, meduyak, as some point out, sounds like even non-Jews, but anyone that wants, they can become part of Shevet Levi, la'amo lifnei Hashem, l'sharso u'la'avdo, l'das Hashem, they all have the ability to get close, to choose, to be like Shevet Levi. If they do so, ha'rezen niskadeh kodesh kadashim, v'hashem chalko v'nachalaso le'olam u'li'ome olamim. This is something not limited only for Kohanim and Leviim, but anybody that wants can really become like a Levi. In that sense, even though Chumash tells us that Levi is unique in certain ways, we find the Rambam is able to expand that to other kinds of anyone that wants can dedicate their lives to Kedusha, to Talmud Torah. They also can become like Shevet Levi. Okay, this is intriguing, and there's a bit of a machlokas as to how seriously one takes this. To what extent is the Kedusha of Shevet Levi, or the status of Shevet Levi, more precisely, able to expand? Chaim Kanievsky points out in Derech Amunah, there in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, commenting based on the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Beis, that it sounds like the same way that Shevet Levi doesn't go out to Milchama, because Shevet Levi is involved in Avodas Hashem more in a more singularly focused way. So too Talmid Chachamim, the Gemara says, Maseches Nedarim should not go out. The Talmid Chachamim ein yotzin l'milchama. The Talmid Chachamim should not go out to battle. This was, as you can anticipate, part of a very well-known marmakom about whether people in Eretz Yisrael should be drafted into the army or not. Reb Chaim David Halevi in Should I Say L'Charav, Reb Lichtenstein in By His Light, lengthy discussions about this particular question, about this particular question, or Leaves of Faith, I remember, about how to expand this. There are others that expand this in different directions. The Yerushalmi in Meiser Sheni, an amazing Yerushalmi, tells the Rabbi Yona, Yahiv Masuri Lerv Acha Barula. The Rabbi Yona would give his Meiser, which typically goes to Leviim, he would give to Acha Barula, Lo Mishum Dehava Kohen, El Mishum Dehavile Beoraisa. Because he's a Talmud Chacham, therefore he gave Meiser to him. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshat Re'eh sounds like this also. Rabbi Druk quotes this in the Sefer Midei Shabbos here in Parshat Baloscha, that there is something about the Yechamim getting Meiser. While some Mepharshim in the Yerushalmi say that refers to Meiser Ksafim, just regular tzedakah, there are those who think the simple pshat, he's getting real Meiser, like he's actually part of Shevet Levi. The Chavetz Chaim goes further. We'll talk two applications for you to be the source for this idea. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Torah Or in Perek Yud Aleph, one of the lesser known Sfarim of the Chavetz Chaim, in a beautiful discussion about the importance of learning Limud in Yanei Karbanos, as the Chavetz Chaim writes, V'kirev ha-ge'ula tali ha-kol b'limud in Yanei ha-karbanos. So says the Chavetz Chaim, but what do you do if you're not a Talmid Chacham, a person's not learned, and they can't learn karbanos? So what does that person do? They can support those who are learning Torah, in particular those who are learning karbanos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that the Talmid Chachamim who are osik ba'avoda, Chazal tells, it's ki'ilu that they're being makriv karbanos, like they are the Kohanim. because anyone can become part of Shevet of Kohanim and Levim, says the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote. I mean this seriously. And I'm not just Tom speaking in exaggerated terms that one who learns Talmid Chachamim nowadays can be like Kohanim and Levim. I mean it seriously. That's the Rambam. A person who learns, it's like they are Kohanim and Levim doing Avodah. So says the Chafetz Chaim, you know why you should support people who learn Kachim? Because then you're like the Baal who offers the Karban. That the ones who learn are like the Kohanim or Makriv, but the Baal, he's the one that's able to support it. This is all part of this broader idea of it that isn't just Shevet Levi, but others also can tap into this idea of Shevet Levi. Others also, Yerushalmi says, can get Meiser, not only the Levim, like we normally assume. It really has the capacity to expand in intriguing ways. With Tzadok and Pritzadok, Parsh Tzav and Osya Beis, speaks about how really all people can do it when it comes to Shabbos. That on Shabbos, it isn't just a question of dedicating your entire life, but on Shabbos, a person can tap into that special koach of being like a Kohen or of being like a Levi. What is the source for this idea? The Pesukim in so many places seem to tell us that Levim are separated. We say Levim are separated. Okay, so if Levim are considered to be separated, how come all of Klal Yisrael is able to tap into it? How come Klal Yisrael is able to become part of it? What exactly is going on? So Rav Druk has a beautiful mahalach in the Sefer Midei Shabbos, Parsha Baloscha Simen Yeches. Torah tells as follows in this week's Parsha Baloscha: V'yesnas halavim nesunim la'aron ulubanav mitoch b'nei Yisrael la'aros avodas b'nei Yisrael v'ol moi luchaparal b'nei Yisrael v'loye b'v'nei Yisrael negav begashus b'nei Yisrael el hakodesh. Five b'nei Yisrael is mentioned in that pasuk. Says Rashi, Chamisha pa'amim ne'emru b'nei Yisrael b'mikra zeh lo'odiyach kibasan. The reason why we do this is because it says b'nei Yisrael five times to teach us the chiba that Hashem has for b'nei Yisrael. He talks about their name. Ask of Druk an interesting question. Why Dafka here teaches this idea? In the middle of speaking about how Shevet Levi is separated, how Shevet Levi is unique, there we mention b'nei Yisrael five times to teach us that Chazal, Rashi quotes it, the chiba Kesh Baruch Hu has for b'nei Yisrael. Wait a minute, why Dafka here? Here Levi is being chosen, not B'nai Yisrael. Says a joke, an amazing insight. Because Dafka here, this that he thinks is the Makar for Shitas HaRamba. Dafka here, where we're separating Sheva Levi, we emphasize Hashem's Chiba for B'nai Yisrael to underscore the fact that even though we chose Sheva Levi, all of B'nai Yisrael can still have that access. Because Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, they can all get there. After joke, but how is that possible? How could it be that all of B'nai Yisrael can tap into this idea of Levi? L'maisa, they aren't Levi. So suggest Rav Druk the following based on a different Rashi in Parsha Baloscha we quoted earlier, that originally all of Klal Yisrael was on a certain Madrega, but then they sinned in Chet HaEgel. Because they sinned, the Bechors lost it. A member of all of Klal Yisrael from every family lost it. Instead, who gets it? Shevet Levi. Points out Rav Druk the following interesting idea. It isn't that Shevet Levi was endowed with an extra Kedusha. It's more that Shevet Levi never lost their Kedusha. All of Klal Yisrael had something. Shevet Levi just lost it. Sorry, everyone else lost it as a result of sin. But what do you see, says Rav Druk, that because it wasn't they were ever given a special extra Kedusha, but rather all of Klal Yisrael was originally endowed with that, and then they lost it? So what you see in a certain sense, says Rav Druk, is that for a Talmid Chacham who commits his life, and Rav Lichtenstein emphasizes, the Rambam points this out, he points out, not first of all, not in a halakhic context, but the end of the speech of Yovel, Rav Lichtenstein points out, the Rambam, there's not anyone who decides to learn. This is a very high madrega. If you read the Rambam in Shmita Yovel, but any person that does has the capacity to revert back to pre-Chet HaEgel. It's me going back to a previous state, not me getting a certain hosafa in my Kedusha. That, Rav Druk suggests, is the real makar to the Rambam. So Rambam tells us, even though the Torah says in Parsha Bamidbar, in Parsha Baloscha, in Parsha Korach, even though the Torah says that Shevet Levi is unique, is separated, has its own dinim, they get meiser, they don't go to Mochama, the Rambam says, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvah, we can expand it. We can expand it as far as going out to battle, Chaim Kanevsky points out, based on the Gemara Meseches Nedarim and many other poskim as well. We can expand it as the Yushalmi Meister Sheni in terms of who can get Meiser. We can expand it there. We can expand it, Chavetz Chaim points out, to the Chashivas of supporting those who learn Kachim, that they're like the Kohanim and Sheva Levi in the Mikdash. And you get to be like the Baalim who are Makriv, those Karbanos. So writes the Chavetz Chaim for Tzadok, any Shabbos a person can tap into it. What's the Makar? That Shevet Levi never lost it. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and he emphasizes his love of Klal Yisrael, the Medrash Rabbah, Dafka, in the context of choosing Shevet Levi, to underscore the fact that the Klal Yisrael can still have access. It's more about getting back to where they were rather than an extra endowed Kedusha. Parentheses,
Sefer Zevi Torah Rotzak has a good article about Kedush Kehuna V'Leviyah. In that article, he has Torah about the nature of Levi, Dafka, as opposed to Kohen. Very much relevant to this entire conversation. I wish we had more time to speak about it, but we do not. Have a great rest of your day.